of human history has led to this moment. The irony is we created you. And nature has been punishing us ever since. This is our last stand. And if we lose, it will be a planet of apes.
It's the seventh day of movie month. Yes, it's my fifth annual movie month, in which 30 days I watch 30 movies and do 30 podcasts like this one right here.
I like movies, boop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop. Movies, movies, boop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop. Hello, everybody. And welcome to day 7 of Movie Month. Yes, it's day 7. We've completed 7 days, basically a week of movies. This is our 7th movie. We still have 23 movies to go after today. But today, I saw the 3rd installment in the Planet of the Apes reboot, War for the Planet of the Apes. So far this year, every other movie I've watched has been a superhero movie. And this is the first one that hasn't been a superhero movie. Well, I shouldn't say not everyone, because the Solo movie wasn't superhero. But this is the first one that wasn't a fun, romping, good time. Or at least that wasn't the plan. You know, some could say the movies I watched weren't a good time, but I thought they were. This one today was more serious, darker, and with some moments of levity, and pretty depressing and heartwarming, but never, like, quote-unquote fun. I mean, there were a couple moments of, like, laughter with Bad Ape, Steve Zahn, but, you know, for the most part, this was a pretty depressing movie. You know, I remember the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, that was the last one, right? Where it was kind of ape versus ape, but there were man in there. This time, the apes are being attacked by some army folks, and some of them get killed, and so they basically escape where they live, and along the way, Caesar goes off to kill the army dudes, but the army dudes actually end up finding everyone who's trying to run away and bring them into basically a prison camp. You know, so Caesar finally breaks in there, breaks them. I'm spoiling this if you haven't seen it. Breaks them out, gets them to a new world, a new life, and a new home. But along the way, he finally succumbs to his injuries. So you think this is a nice kind of close-cut end of a trilogy. But last I heard, they're already developing a fourth movie. Now, this was me reading the trivia on IMDb. When I say last I heard, this was like 8 seconds ago. So I have no idea if that's still being planned. But this kind of put a nice ending on this trilogy. Basically, you know, Caesar was an ape that had scientific experiments run on it. He ended up escaping, and some of these experiments made him smarter. The experiments also spread to the rest of the world, which made people sick, I think, if I remember correctly. And kind of he's gotten smarter and had a group of like a tribe. And a family that he's built and tried to protect since then. What I liked about this movie is the illness from the first movie, and again, I hope you've seen this, the illness from the first movie kind of not only makes the apes smarter and kills the people off, but I don't know if the illness made the apes smarter. Forgive me. It was a chemical, I know, but I feel like it's connected. But the humans that did survive are now becoming mute and primitive, like apes. So when you think of the original Planet of the Apes and Charlton Heston with his hairy chest flies to the future, he ends up meeting this woman and she can't talk. And if they're making connections, I'm guessing that this illness is the beginning of that. And the cool thing is in that movie, the woman, the original, you know, 1968 Planet of the Apes, the woman that is a mute is named Nova. And the little girl in this movie is named, what? Wait for it. Nova. They give her the name Nova because she had a Chevy Nova hood ornament or car ornament. Is it the same character? I'm going to probably say no, because A, she's friends with the apes, and B, these apes aren't all dressed up and all talking and all riding horseback. You'd think that would take still many more decades for people, for apes to evolve to that next level. So this can't be the same Nova. I think it was just a nice kind of homage to that. Another homage is that the bad guys, the Woody Harrelson crew, had an insignia on them, Alpha Omega. They considered themselves the Alpha and the Omega, which apparently was the name of the bombs that the apes worshipped in Below or Beneath the Planet of the Apes or Beyond, or one of those Planet of the Apes movies, those original Planet of the Apes series. So there's lots of homages to the original series of movies. But this one had some real dark, metaphoric, well, not really metaphoric, but almost like, you know, pointing the finger at humankind, where, trying to extinct lesser people, keeping them as slaves, and then some of the slaves turning and helping the people who are enslaving them just for their own survival, and people, you know, sacrificing themselves, and it was just guys getting whipped. And this is just, you know, CGI apes, and it was like, it was uncomfortable to watch. Just the fact that obviously these, you know, what they did with the torture and their imprisonment and the slave at labor is, you know, pretty reminiscent to things that happened in the real world. So, and seeing that, you just felt, I don't know, it just made me was like, feel sad and kind of like, not sickening, but like, oh, just like unseemly. Whereas in the original series, you rooted for Charlton Heston and his hairy chest against the apes. I think some of the apes we liked, like Roddy McDowell, but I'm pretty sure most of the apes we didn't like. Whereas in this movie, in this series, we're basically rooting for the apes and screw the humans, because the humans are all assholes, including Woody Harrelson. But he gets his in the end. Isn't that nice? It's amazing the technological leaps that have been made, where I know that I'm looking at a CGI ape, but it feels so real. I don't know. They do something with the eyes that's just amazing. And I don't know if every shot's CGI. I don't know if some things are suits or costumes or puppeteering. I don't know. It's gotten so good that I can't tell. Whereas in the old days, you could say, oh, that's definitely CGI, and that's practical, that's there. I don't know if anything of this was practical. I think it was all motion capture and all CGI. Andy Serkis is a genius. Yesterday I saw him in Black Panther, where he just played himself, and he was putting on, you know, this like South African voice, I think it was. I think he was putting that voice on. Whereas in this, he's the voice of Caesar, and it's a completely different voice. But at some moment, like, I assume they use his emotions for the artist to capture how Caesar should emote when they animate him. But there's a moment where he is reunited with his small child, and his face kind of makes this, I don't know, just this facial expression that was so real, and for like a brief second, it looked like Andy Serkis to me. I was like, whoa, that's Andy Serkis. I thought that was really cool. This movie, it's funny because I almost forgot about this movie. It kind of happened, and I was like, oh yeah, when's that happening? Oh my God, it already came out. Oh my God, it did okay in the theater. It wasn't gangbusters, but it was successful. But the first one I saw, the first one I saw for Movie Month. The second one I didn't. I did post for it on the blog, but I didn't see it for Movie Month. But I saw that one in the theater, and I loved it. And this one, I just kind of... it just happened, and it went by, and I said, oh yeah, I'll eventually get to it. And, you know, I said, oh, what am I going to watch today? I had a couple ideas. I said, you know, I'm going to watch War for the Planet of the Apes. And I finally watched it,
And the more I'm watching it, the more I'm getting into it, going, you know, I do love these movies. I can't help it. These movies are great. I'm enjoying them. And if they make a fourth one, if it's the same people, you know, then I'm happy. I hope they bring back, you know, the same director. I hope they bring back Andy Serkis. Andy, you can't do these. Well, see, I don't know. Because, look, spoiler alert. I said it already. You have to see this movie. But Caesar succumbs to his injuries at the end. That means he dead. So what does that mean to Andy Serkis? Andy Serkis is Caesar. Caesar is Andy Serkis. I mean, obviously they can do other actors. I mean, Steve Zahn played Bad Ape. He was pretty funny in this movie. There's other actors playing these things. I feel like Andy Serkis is at the forefront for this kind of acting. But they're gonna if they do another movie, they're gonna have to do it without him. And I mean, what happens next? I almost hope they don't. But that's not the way movies work. It's like, oh, this movie's successful. All right, here's what's the next one going to be? All right, what's the next one's going to be? We have a little franchise here. To the point where are we going to get, you know, all the way to the spaceship coming from the future again? I don't know. I do not know. There are so many Planet of the Apes movies, when you think about it, all the way back to the original, that why not keep going, right? I haven't looked up anything more about a fourth movie, but it's probably going to happen. But anyway, this movie was solid. It was just solid. It had moments where I just felt like depressed, moments where I felt like, you know, like thrilled and heartwarmed and excited. But it wasn't a quote-unquote fun movie where I was like, man, I'm having a blast watching this. It was like tense. I'm like, oh, please, please, apes, F you, humans, you go to hell. And yeah, that's kind of what happened. I think I'm done. I don't know what else I can talk about here. So I just want to say that War for the Planet of the Apes, enjoyable movie. I think you should watch it. Of course, if you haven't watched it already, I pretty much spoiled it for you. I hope you liked it because you had to have watched it if you're still listening. All right? So thank you guys for listening. My name is Mike. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality and on Instagram at Geek Mentality. That's where I'm posting every picture for every movie every day. Okay? You can also find every post at fanslineexperts.com and at our Facebook page, facebook.com/fanslineexperts. If you go on iTunes, it's Geek Mentality. If you just search Geek Mentality, you can subscribe to the podcast and get these every single day delivered right on your phone. Look, every night or every day, I send out a signal through the sky into the cloud, and then I crawl into your phone, I sneak into the app, and I sit down in my podcast, and I say, I'm here for another movie. Play me, play me. And then you play me, and then you instantly regret it. And that cycle will continue going until June 30th. We're only 7 days in. We have 23 more days to go. So I hope you stay with me, because there's lots more movies, and I only have so many ideas. So there's going to be a day where I go on HBO and I say, I need to find an effing movie. Oh, this looks good, and I'll watch it. Oh, Cagney and Lacey the movie? I don't know if that's a movie. I just threw that out there. I'm going to watch it, which I'm not, hopefully. Jesus, I hope it doesn't come to that. And it will come to that tomorrow, because if all goes well, I will be going back to the theater for an adventure of infinity and beyond. All right, I've said too much. Thank you for listening. I will see you tomorrow. And until then, here is my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Because I'm kind of funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kind of handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fanslineexperts.